bad. Okay, gentlemen, we got Chesky in the house. Yeah, we're ready to go. We are on Samach Vav Mabez, and we are how many lines, Yonah? My official line? 19 lines from the top. And we are discussing the case of how many Edim does it require to knock off a woman in a Davrusha Be'erva situation. We had a machlokas between Abaye and Rav, and Abaye says only one. And Rav says it's got to be two. And then we had a whole hakinahin in the hair. We were off to a side point that we haven't gotten to the point yet. We're in the middle of yesterday, where we were comparing it to one of two possibilities. Where we would come, sorry, we had a case of mikvah, where they determined somebody went in with a measuring stick and measured the mikvah, and it turned out it was less than 40 saw. And the question is, do we go retroactive, or do we say only from now and further, is it no good? And the question was, what are we comparing the mikvah to? Are we comparing it to a Kohen, who it was determined is a Ben Grusha and a Ben Chalutza, making him a Chalal, and then retroactively his stuff is no good? Or are we comparing it to a Baal Mum, who we say Mikan Lehava is no good? Okay? And that was the Shaila about Mikvah, which we have never gotten back to our point about bringing this as a Raya to Rava. So I left you as a cliffhanger yesterday, and now we're going to begin today with that particular point. Okay? Hischil Rabbi Akiva Lodin. Rabbi Akiva begins to make the dash. Is that what we're up to? Is that the 19th line?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And he says the following. Why is it that somebody who went into the mikvah, who was mesupik, is compared to a Kohen who found a blemish? How so? He says, mikvah psulo biyachid. The mikvah becomes puzzle with one individual who says it's not the shear. Ubal mum also psulo biyachid, also becomes puzzle with a single individual. He's neman. He's believed to testify on a Kohen that he has a blemish. And just like the service of a Kohen becomes puzzle retroactively, so too the mikvah becomes puzzle retroactively. Val yochiach ben grushu ben chalutzo. And don't compare it to a ben grushu or a ben chalutzo. Shepsulo b'shnayim, who becomes puzzle with two individuals. Right? It's not comparable to the case of a mikvah. That's number one way we compare those two. A second way we compare them. Davar achir, mikvah, when it comes to the mikvah, it's psulo b'gufo. It inherently is puzzle. It's supposed to be 40 saw. It's not 40 saw. Masha'en came by about, also similarly by a balmum, psulo b'gufo. The balmum, the kain, mamish has a blemish on his body, his essence. The ayochiach ben grushu ben chalutza, and don't bring a raya from a ben grushu ben chalutza, which is the son of somebody who had chalitza done, or the son of somebody who was divorced. That what? What's the halacha over there? Shepsulo me'acherim. It is puzzle from an external situation. Meaning, the Kohen himself, who happens to be now the child of a woman who was a Ben Grusha, it happens to be something in the past happened. But if you look at him, there's nothing inherently wrong with that particular individual. Therefore, don't bring a raya from this. So we're comparing two different ways. We're comparing the Baal Mum to the mikvah. Comes along Rabbi Tarfon, and he agrees to Rabbi Akiva. Amalei Rabbi Tarfon. Akiva! Akiva, you're right. He says, Kol ha-parish mincha ki-parish min ha-chayim. Coffee? You're going to make a coffee joke?
Yeah,
yeah, you can make a coffee. You got to coach your brother how to make a joke? That's not good. We got to work on that at home, you know, in the off-season. Kol ha-parish mincha ki-parish min ha-chayim. Whoever distances himself from you in life is distance from you is distancing himself from life. So now the Gemara is going to analyze this case of the Baal Mum. Hi, Baal Mum. Psulo beyachin. What's the case of the Baal Mum, the blemished Kohen, who becomes possible with a single individual? Hechidam, what's the case? If the Kohen himself is going to disagree with him, mi mehemen, do we believe the single aid to possible him? No. Elowat deshasik. Rather, the Kohen keeps quiet. So Yenim comes along and says, Mr. Kohen, you can't serve. You got a big blemish. And he shuts up. So that's the case he's believed. Udekavase Gabi Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Now we're going to compare that to the other case of the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, which also must be a case. We have to compare them all. Dishasik, where the Kain is quiet when the Ben Grusha and the Ben Grusha Chalutza is told, and he's quiet. Ktani. And it says in the Tosefta that the mikvah psula biyachid, ubamum psula biyachid, the al yochiach Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza shepsula be shnayim. And don't compare, we were going to compare the Baal Mum to the case of the mikvah, because each one of those only requires one person to passel them. Masha'ein Kain, our case of ben Grusha ben Chalutza, where it requires two people to passel them and not a single person. So we're bringing now, we came, the whole thing came full circle for that last sentence, because it comes out new that according to Rav, it seems like it's a beautiful raya. You have two people that need to squash this person as a ben Grusha ben Chalutza, and that's going to remove him as a kohen. So that seems to be a raya for Rav, that Chol Davar Sheba Erva requires two to make him aser. Therefore, if there's only one singular aid, right, he's not believed to testify that this person was a kohen who is chalal. Okay, even if the kohen was quiet. Oh, so nice raya for Abaye. So what does Abaye do with this long thing? If there's a case of one, here's a case of two, and this is a case of Davar Sheba Erva. Abaye, what is Abaye going to do? He says, Amrli Olam Dekoyin Demachishle. Here, we're talking about a case where the Eid Echa said he's a Baal Mum, and the Kohen rejected him. Ayu Dekomar Tamay Mehem. And if you're going to ask before, like we did, why should the singular Eid be believed going up against the word of the Kohen? The Amrle, the Eid says to the Kohen, "Nu, you disagree with me? Prove it. Shalach, take off your clothing, Achsei, and show me there's no Baal Mum." It's easy levarer in that case. There's no external circumstances. Pick up your shirt and show me. There's no mum. Okay? So then Abaye explains the whole thing. According to this, that's what it means. Mikvah psulo begufo. The mikvah is pasul mamish in the guf, right? Where it's less than 40 saw. Ubal mum psulo begufo. And when it comes to ubal mum, it's also psulo begufo. And don't bring a raya from the case of the ben grusha ben chalutzo. There you can't bring a raya, because you have to go back in time. Shepsulo me'achirim. It's puzzle from all the way back in history when it came back in time with the father, the mother, the whole spiel. Okay. So we have no clarification now according to Rav, according to that long arichas that we started yesterday. The Gemara is now going to clarify the dinim of the Amoraim that we said in the Tosefta. Ben Grusha ben Chalutza, when it comes to Ben Grusha ben Chalutza, is puzzle lechatchila to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, but if he does, Davoda Saksheri, that Davoda is Kasher Minolin. How do we know that din? That we say the Ben Grusha, the Ben Chalutza, we go back in time, we say it's okay. So where do we know this from? Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Damar Krosh, Date, and Pasik, vis-a-vis the Kahuna of Pinchas, it says, Vaisa lo, and it'll be for him, Ulezaro Acharov, and for his children afterwards, the Bris Kahuna Solom. The Bris Kahuna. The Bris Kahuna Solom. And what does it mean by Vizaro? That the service of the Kayin is Kosher, Ben Bizarro Kosher, Ben Bizarro Apostle, if the pedigree is Kosher or not. Is that the Art Scroll Linnean translation of the word Zara? Pedigree? Well, if it's not, it should be. Anyway, Viter. So says the Gemara Viter. Abu Dushmol Amar. How do we know that the improper pedigree of a Kohen is not allowed to serve, but if he does serve, it's okay? He says Mehacha from a different Pasuk. Dvarim Perek Lamed Gimel. Pasuk in Aleph says, Baruch Hashem Chelo Upoel Yadav, and the service of their hands, Terzeh, should be an appeasement. Right? So what do we see from here? You could darish the word chelo, afilu chulin, even if he's chulin, meaning chalal shabo, that does the service, tirtza, should be some sort of appeasement. The Gemara then keeps us up with an additional limud. Rabbi Yana Amar Mehacha from a third place. It says in Pasuk, it's in Parashas Kisavo, I know this because it was from my second bar mitzvah parasha. Ubasa ela kohen asher yeba yamim ahem, right? Could they bring it to the Kohen who will be there in those days? Asks the Gemara the most obvious question, I think, in all of Shas. Tala al dascho sha'odom hoylech echel etzel kohen shalo yabiyamav. Could you bring it to a Kohen who's not around in your day? Do we have travel machines? How do you bring it to a Kohen who's not here in those days? You only can bring it to a Kohen. Of course you're going to bring it to a Kohen in those days. Isn't that obvious? Elazeh, rather the Kohen that we're talking about in the Pasuk, is a Kohen whose muchzak is kosher. If somebody was kosher, Vinis Chalel, that it turned out that he was a cholol, even in that case, it's going to be a successful situation. Meaning, don't do this at home, but if you do it, b'dieved, it's okay. Now the Gemara is going to clarify one last statement that we just made. Ubal mum, let's say a kohen who serves b'shogeg as a bal mum, why do we say that that is no good? Davodos apsulim inolim, where do we know this from? Some of you who remember Shmuel, says if you know the name of Shmuel, you learn it out from the following. It says, Damar Kross, says in Pasuk. Bamidbar Chafei, Pasuk Yibes. Lachain, therefore, Amor, say, Hineini, no sein lo as brisi shalom. I will give you the bris, the covenant of peace. And you can darish in the Pasuk of shalom from the Lashon of, what does the word shalom have to do with? What is it comparable to? Shalem. Shalom, shalem. Very good Torah for shalom bayis. When do you have shalom bayis? When you're shalem. If there's no shalom bayis, you're not shalem, right? You guys are not shalem because you are not without your wife, right? Okay, good. Remember that. Okay, so anyway, when do we say, so it's got to be a bris shalom kishu shalem, velo kishu chaser, and not when he is missing. Ay, vaha shalom ksif. Nice play on words, shalom, shalem, but they're different words. It says shalom, it doesn't say shalem. Says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, vav de shalom, the vav of shalom, ketihi, is chopped off in the middle to tell us, to give an illusion for this drasha, that shalom really is, shalem is all the same thing. Okay. Tuesday.
Like, you just like take out a letter, chop it off, and be like, oh,
no, 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 it's not that we're not chopping off the letter. The letter came chopped off. And since it came chopped off, it's a riot. Now, it's interesting that that we're learning out balmum from a chopped off vav, a vav that's got a mum to it. You understand? Okay. Now we're going to learn a Mishnah. It's going to be thoroughly confusing. That's okay, because the Gemara found it thoroughly confusing, and is going to spend the entire tomorrow trying to figure out what's going on in this Mishnah, okay? We're discussing Yichus. Yichus is pedigree, right? What comes after you? And who do you go after? Do you go after the father, or do you go after the mother? Kol makom she'esh kiddushin, any place there's kiddushin between father and mother, ein avera, and there's no avera, the vlad holech acher hazocher, the child goes after the male. Namely, if the father's a Kohen and the mother's the Israelis, the child is going to be what? Talk. The child is going to be a Kohen. Gevaldik. Ve'ezuzu. What is those cases? Zu Kohenis Levi of Yisraelis. Those are the Kohen Levi Yisrael. Shenisu LeKohen VeLevi Yisrael. You always go after the father in those cases. That's klal number one. Comes along klal number two. The Chol Makom She'esh Kiddushin V'yesh Avera. Where there is Kiddushin, that is Toivsin. But there is an Avera along with this Kiddushin. They weren't allowed to get married, but they did. Havlad holech achar apogel. The child goes after the weaker of the two. I don't mean weaker in terms of strength, in terms of physical strength. I mean in terms of the pogum, in terms of the, you know, the inappropriate party. Ve'ezezu, what case is that? Zu almana, for example, an almana who marries a kohen gadol, that's a violation because you can only, an almana could only marry a besula, and the almana is not a besula. Oh, or another case is a grusha v'chalutza, a woman who's a grusha v'chalutza who married a kohen hedyot. Or the famous case of the mamzeres, the girl who is who came from an inappropriate marriage, okay? That whoever has a relationship with their, meaning they had relations that would lead to karis, the child is a mamzeres, or an asina. An asina is somebody who comes from the descendants of the givonim, who had those questionable conversion at the time of Yehoshua, Li Yisrael, if they marry Yisrael, which Yisrael is not allowed to do, or a bas Yisrael, who marries a man who's a mamzer and us, in all those cases, the child, there's an isser of lo saseh on the marriage, okay, without a chiyuv karis, therefore the kiddushin is chal, except according to Rabbi Akiva, and in all these cases, the pedigree goes after the lower of the two parties, namely the nesin or the mamzer. That's klal number two. Klal number three. If you were doing well like Yoni, you took your little pencil, you put a little three with a circle in there, because we're going to need all these klalim shortly. Call me. Here's call number three. Shein la alav kiddushin. That kiddushin is not tofsin. It's not going to be resultant because of the severity of the iser. Aval yesh la al acherim kiddushin. But they are eligible to marry people, just not the person that they are marrying. Havlad mamzer. The child is a mamzer. For example, a brother who married a sister. Ve'ezuzeh. What is the case? Abo al achas mikol harayis shebetorah. If you had relations with one of your relatives, okay, let's say you lived in the South. Okay, that was a bad joke and probably inappropriate. Okay, it was terrible. The fourth rule is the following. The klal revi, shazelig, yehelig, you with me? Klal number four, v'chol mi she'en la, whoever does have lo alav v'lo alachem kiddushin, this individual is not allowed to marry anybody, not the person they married, nor anybody else in the league. What's the halacha? Havlad kamoisa. The vlad is like that individual. Ve'ezuzeh. And what case is that? Ze vlad shivcha. This is the child of a shivcha knainis who came from Yisrael and who married, and also the vlad of a nachris, of a goyish woman who marries a man of Yisrael. So we have four different kolim, And then we have an example of each of the four. And that's going to be critical for us understanding this Gemara. Let's begin the ride, because it's going to be a long ride, but everybody's got to go home tonight and promise me they're going to come to the Mishnah in order to understand the Gemara. Says the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kiddushin, any place there's Kiddushin, there's no Avera, the child goes after the Zachar. Frek the Gemara Kash. That was Klal number one, if you remember. Amalei Reb Shimon Reb Yochanan asked Reb Shimon Reb Yochanan, Klaluhu, is this a general rule? The Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kiddushin, Vein Avera, Vlad Ol Chachar Zachar. Every time the Kiddushin is good, it always goes after the male, turning over to Amar Aleph. What about the following case? Ager Shanosim Mamzeris. You have a guy who converts. Let's call him Tony. And Tony converts to being a Heilige Yid. And then the Heilige Yid marries a Mamzeris. The Yesh Kiddushin, the Kiddushin is resultant. V'ein Aver, there's no Aver according to Reb Yossi, who holds that a Ger is permissible to marry a Mamzeris. Nevertheless is, Havlad Holech Acher Apogam in this case. The Vlad goes after the diminished of the two, which would be a Mamzer. Disanya, we learned in a Braisa, a Ger Shanos a Mamzeris. A Ger that marries a Mamzeris, the Vlad is a Mamzer. The child is a Mamzer, Divrei Reb Yossi. That contradicts our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if you marry somebody that you're eligible to, the child is going to be like the father. But here we're saying, but what about the case where the Ger marries the Mamzeris, which they're eligible to do? The child is not going after the father, the child's going after the Pogam, according to Reb Yossi. Answers the Gemara, Amar Lei says Reb Yochanan to Reb Shimon, Mi Sabin Masnis and Reb Yossi. Do you think that the Mishnah is working with all of the Klolim Reb Yossi? No! Our Mishnah, which is established as a Klolim, is not like Reb Yossi. But rather, Masnis and Reb Yehudi, the Mishnah is like Reb Yehudi, we have differing opinions. The Amar, he says in the continuation of the Braisa, Ger lo yisa mamzeres. A ger is ineligible to marry a mamzeres downfield. Right? That yesh kiddushin, the kiddushin is chal, but v'yesh avera. That would be in category number two. Yesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. Havlad holecha achar apogam. And there the klal is, the child goes after the pogam. Okay. So ask the Gemara. If the Mishnah is holding that a ger is asur to mamzeres, then it's nayu. Why don't we list that case by klal number two? When we said that if you marry somebody who's ineligible, but they are eligible to other people, then the child goes after the pogum. List that case of the ger shenasa mamzeres. Answers the Gemara, two answers. Answer number one, Tana kol mokum to say falasuye. This kol mokum is going to keep rearing its ugly head, so get used to it. Kol Mokum, what it says, Kol Mokum, it's coming to include. What case is it coming to include? It's coming to include the case of a Ger Shanasa Mamzeres. That's answer number one. V'bayisema, if you want, I'll tell you, go back to the beginning. Li'olam Reb Yossi. Really, we're talking about a case of Reb Yossi that a Ger who marries a Mamzeres is permissible. And even so, the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer like the mother, which is an exception to rule number one. Vitana Ezuzu, and when it says Ezuzu in the Resha, it's not coming to include that case, it's coming Lima'ute to exclude the case of the Ger Shanas Mamzeres. Because we know, Hawk, when a teacher tells you there's a rule, what do we know? That every rule has an exception. And what's the exception to the rule here? The classic case of a Ger Shanas Mamzeres. We're going to continue tomorrow, but I would like everybody to do for homework. Chazir the Mishnah, because if you know the Mishnah cold with the four rules, then we'll be able to know where it says Kol Mokom and Ezuzu. Everybody have a wonderful day.